Tuned in to the voice of the gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT 88.1 FM.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
A couple of weeks ago, I talked to you about having vision and setting goals for your life. The Bible says that without a vision, people perish. In other words, if you don't have vision and you can't see where God wants you to end up in life, then basically you'll just go with whatever flow and whatever wind blows you. You just wander through life without a plan. And I say, you got to have more than a vision, and you got to do more than set a goal. How many of you know that a good goal is to lose weight? Hallelujah. For me, I need to lose some weight, okay? All right, that's a goal of mine, and I set a goal at the beginning of the year. Now, I'm not doing too good with my goal right now. My weight is changing, but it's going in the wrong direction, so. Hallelujah. So, I have changed my confession and say I'm losing by faith. But you got to have more than just by faith. And you got to have more than just a desire. You have to have a plan. Now, I got a plan. I just ain't working it too good. Okay? But I'm going to do better. Now, you watch. By the end of the year, I'm going to be different physically. Because I gave myself, you know, I gave myself some months to do it. So, but me and Pastor CeCe talked the other night. I said, we need to help each other. That's a goal we got. Both of us want to lose some weight. That's a goal. But then you got to have more than a goal, because a goal is just a target, but you got to have a plan. You have to have an action plan. Amen. So what I did, I challenged all of you to write down your vision, to write the vision for your family. Write the vision for your life. And I actually shared with you some of the goals that I had for my own life. I actually shared that with you, what I felt like God was speaking to me spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, intellectually. I got a goal in all these areas. What do you want me to do with my family? And how do you want me to minister to my family? You can know your family needs ministry and not know how to do it. You got to have a plan. The plan comes from God. The vision comes from God. And then God will give you a plan to achieve it. Amen. Praise God. So I hope that you're working on that. This is not something that you write down one time, stick it in a notebook, and then don't look at it again until New Year's. No, you got to keep the vision before your eyes. That's why I set this up here, right here. I want you to look at that every time you come in here. I want you to see where we're going. It is a visible expression of the vision that we have in our heart for that property over there. Amen. I know it's on paper right now, but one day, this will take shape, and there'll be a building there called the sanctuary. Glory to God. And you know, he always gives provision for the vision that he gives you, because God's going to do it. And people that have a willing heart, that want to, that have the desire to say, hey, I want to be a part, God's going to give them the resource. The increase will come to them. Amen. He's always done it. He always will. And so, I just mentioned that as an illustration. We wrote the vision down. We made it plain. So anybody that wants to run with it, I mean, wants to get involved with it, they can run right alongside us. Amen. Praise God. And so you got to write the vision. You make it plain. You set some goals. We set a goal. So in your own personal life, you have to have a vision for it. And God will show you the vision of what he wants you to do. And then he gives you a plan. All right, what do you need to do? Now, I knew a long time ago that I was going to be in ministry. When I met Celeste, I was 23 years old. Well, I wasn't even quite 23. I was 22. But I knew then there's an assignment on my life. I knew a lot of things about my life as a young man, 22 years old. In fact, I knew that I wouldn't be at the paper mill where I was working past the age 35, 36. I knew that when I was 22. And I told Celeste, I said, you know what? Something's going to happen in my life around the age 35, 36. There's a change coming. And so when they would ask me to fill out, you know, the performance things, you know, and your goal for your company and everything, where you going to be in 5 years, I had to sit down. It was real hard for me. I said, well, if I was going to stay, this is where I'd want to be. But I know I ain't going to be here, but I can't tell them that. I ain't going to be here past 35, 36. I knew that. I had that inside information. I already knew. I said, there's a major transition coming in my life about that age. I knew that when I was 22 years old. And I knew I was called to some ministry. I didn't know what aspect it was. But then God gave me a plan. So I had the vision for it. Then he gave me a plan and he set some goals. He said, now, you get involved in everything you can get involved in. You learn everything you can about ministry. You get involved in everything. Anything you can be involved in, you get in it. Because it's all going to be preparation where you're going. So I just got involved in everything. Anywhere me and her could help, we just say, we're available. Anything the pastor put out there and say, we're going to do this, we stand in line and say, we'll help. Amen. We're going to be right there supporting. We ain't kicking. We ain't pulling back. We ain't holding back. We ain't going to talk down. You know, we might not agree with everything, but we're going to support. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be in agreement with every little dot and tittle, but is the overall vision going in the right direction? That's what you have to ask yourself. Are we going down the path God wants us to go? All right, there may be some things that ain't exactly right, but God's working in us. Amen. And y'all know it ain't no perfect church, right? How many of y'all realize that? Yeah. Because you remember, you know, the minute you join it, it ain't perfect no more. Right? I got y'all, didn't I? I got you. Habakkuk said, write the vision. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, this came from the Lord. Write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. Look at verse 3 now. And this way you can't get discouraged. Now, see, he will encourage you towards your vision. Some of y'all have dreams for business. Some of y'all might even have dreams for ministry. Or you have a dream in your heart that it seems like it's never going to be realized. Well, what you got to do is you got to write it down. And then you pray over that thing until God starts giving you some tangible instructions, until he give you a plan and an action plan for you to start doing some things. Hallelujah. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. In other words, a God-given vision can't come forth before the time. The time is in God's hand. Amen. You can try to make it happen. You can try to accelerate it. You can do all of that, but then you end up with nothing but the works of the flesh. It has to happen in God's time. Listen to this. But at the end, it shall do what? Speak and what? Not lie. See, there's an end to every vision. In other words, when that thing is fulfilled, then it does the talking. So I told you, you have a vision, get your plan together, and then begin to work that plan. And the way that you begin to work it is you start speaking that plan. See, this building didn't just poof. And it was a building on this corner. Somebody had a vision for this place on this corner. And then they put it on paper. And then they develop a plan and say, now we hope to have this center built here in 2 years. And they begin to work that plan. And they begin to talk about it. Why? They didn't just silent and one day, poof, it just popped and there it was. They had a plan. They spoke the vision. And then people begin to buzz with the vision, start talking about it. And then the plan went into motion. And then they had a time to say, we're going to open this store on this date. They had a plan for that. That wasn't just boom, just happened. That was all planned. That's where your life is. You do one thing God tell you, then God start adding to the vision. The vision begin to grow on the inside of you. Think about it. So you got to speak your vision. You can't be silent about it. That's why we can't have land over there and don't say nothing. And every time y'all come in here, I put a blanket in front of this. and say, well, we ain't where we need to be yet. I ain't going to say nothing about it.
Amen.
That would be stupid.
Amen.
No, I'm talk division. Amen. You're supposed to talk division. Glory to God. God bless some land. We'll build a sanctuary over there. We're going to build a ministry center that's going to reach the world. Glory to God. Catch on. Catch the vision. We're going to touch the world from this place. Not just Central Louisiana. We are. We're going to do it. We're going to take care of our Jerusalem, but we're going to touch the world. Hallelujah. I got vision for the world. Hallelujah. So we said, write the vision, make it plain. At the end, it will speak. We do the speaking in the beginning. See, that's the way vision is. You have to do all the talking in the beginning. But at the end, when it's fulfilled, then the vision talk for you.
Amen.
Then it starts speaking. You ain't got to say nothing. I learned about that when I was an engineer at International Paper. I remember the first major project they gave me ended up being about $250,000. And I had to go in there and redo a whole system. Had to tear out everything that was there and go in with totally new stuff, new pipes that I designed. I drew it out. I took the measurements. I had the vision for how this thing was supposed to come together, and I put it on paper. Had a team of people working with me. And then when we started that thing up, boy, I mean, it started up a whole new system, started up not one single hitch. And then one day I was out there looking at everything. It dawned on me. I said, you know what? I said, all of this came right out of me. I said, what was inside of me that I was just talking about and telling everybody and showing people on the drawing what it was going to look like? I said, there it is. And I said, all of that came right out of here. There it is. What was on the inside, what was once invisible, is now visible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So at the end, it's going to speak and not lie. Though it tarry, do what? That means don't get discouraged. I mean, when you have obstacles, sometimes the God-given vision have many obstacles in his way. You have to persevere through that. Wait for it, because it will what? Surely come, it will not tarry. Hallelujah. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall do what? Shall live by his faith. You're supposed to live by your faith, glory to God. Your faith in God makes you a powerful person. Glory to God. That's how we're supposed to live. Amen. Now, we know anytime you got a vision, there's always going to be hindrances. You have a purpose, you have vision, you have a plan, and then here come the obstacles, the things that get in the way of you fulfilling that. And so you have to know what they are. And I'm going to talk about just one of them today, because there's several that we probably need to touch on, but I'm going to deal with one today, because this one here is the one that's the hardest to see. One of the hardest ones to see, for you to see personally. And guess what it is? The biggest hindrance that you have to seeing God's purpose fulfilled in your life and seeing the God-given vision that you have come to pass is laziness. Just flat-out, plain laziness. The Bible calls it slothfulness.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Majestic.